So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngibongeke uTanono Kawande obesethulela indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani zulukandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo mhlazi ku-14 lwezi 2022 ngoChris Gandhi. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, amatitshala athi awasoze amukele imali yebonus ephiwe igama likamongameli ethiwa yi-presidential bonus.
Na njenge atuzi siti imali vele siyikhalelayo i-$540 esayijontshelwayo.
Ukuthengwa kwedlalade lomhlabeleli uSandra Ndebele ngamadola adlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu US$30,500 kudala inkulumo.
Bancitshwe uSandra Ndebele imali, abantu bayakhononda, banikezwe futhi imali baphinde bakhononde, kanti kumele kwenziwe yini?
Kambe umbuso welemelika usuphela ukuba ngumbuso kantando kaZulu na?
I-Democratic Party ingathula ilandele ama-Republicans, ingakhulumi ukuthi ama-Republicans kabayeyele into enqabela i-democracy. Kuyabe sokuyinto embi leyo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Amatitshala athi awamukeli imali yebonus ephiwe igama likamongameli ethiwa yi-presidential bonus. Uhulumende wethule umbiko ngeviki edluleyo esithi izisebenzi zakhe zonke zizathola amakhulu amadola emelika amabili angamakhulu amabili i-US$200 phezu kweholo lebonus ebelivele likhangelelwe ukuphiwa lezi sebenzi. Kodwa embikweni awethule ngeviki edluleyo uhulumende uthe imali le izabhadalwa izisebenzi ngenyanga ezimbili. Ezinye inhlanganiso zezisebenzi zibikwa zisemukela leli nyathelo. Kodwa inhlanganiso yamatitshala emaphandleni ye-Atuz ithi ayamukeli imali le ngoba iphansi njalo iphiwe igama likamongameli elokuthi presidential bonus. Ngesizwe ingxoxo esiyenze lesikhulumeli salinhlanganiso umnumzana Themba kuye moyo.
Sakubona ntateni Chris Gandhi, kuyasethusa kakhulu njenge-Atuz ukuthi uhulumende avuke esinikeza imali yama-taxpayers kodwa abeseyibiza ngokuthi i-presidential bonus. I-presidential bonus yangikhona ungayiqathanisa lebizo lesikhundla sika-president usukudane ukuthi kungabi kuba yi-bonus ebizwa presidential bonus. Empeleni akusethusi nanku langu lanyakeni bakwenza. Lo nyaka sebekwenze kwaba buhlungu kakhulu ngoba leyo presidential bonus yangikhona isiqunywe kabili. Isifana nje lokuyimali okunye okukhona. Kodwa-ke thina njenge-Atuz sithi imali vele siyikhalelayo i-$540 esayijontshelwayo. Nxa sikhangele kathesi kusenziwa indaba ye-bonus, nxa sikhola 540 i-bonus yidabu besiyabe sikubo 1,080. Ambona ukuthi upresident ubengabalalo igunya lokuthi i-bonus yethu ebuya njalo ibizwe ngebizo lakhe. Kathesi okumenza imali ibizwe ngebizo lakhe usenza njengokuza inkukhu okuthi ungahamba uchitha inyawo uthi kuyahamba lakho kulandela. Lanxa uchitha inyawo uthe ezimbili ezintathu khona kuzabe kubona engani kuthiwa inyawo uthi iyachitheka. Pho thina sonkukhu ezihololwa, thina siyalazi ilungelo lethu. Abayekeli ukudlala ngezisebenzi balungise iholo lezisebenzi. Asikho isidingo sokubizwa kwemali eholwa isebenzi zikahulumende kuthiwa i-presidential bonus. Ikuthi nje ezinye izinto zenzakala eZimbabwe kuphela. Sithanda ukuthi iqondisi i-NJNC ikubona kuphuma impumelo ezintsha ngabantu nje abakholisa ukuyanikezwa ama-allowance akulazisebenzi abazimeleyo. Ama-union akhona ale nkokheli yizo inkokheli lezo kumele zehlala phansi zikhulume ngeholo lezisebenzi. Kungenjalo sizabe siqhubeka sinikezwa inzece ezikhithikele phansi. Indaba besizwela kade we deserve better, ababuyele ku-constitution siyexoxa phansi labantu okumele sixoxe labo. Public Service Commission hatshi izabalebi labalenzayo nge-NJNC.
Manje kuthiwa ibonus le izabuya njani? Sizwa kuthiwa izabuya ngemva kwenyanga ezimbili. Kuliqiniso nalo njalo lina liyakwamukela yini lokho?
Ibonasi le kuthiwa i-presidential bonus asiyamukeli, kungoba thina vele imali esiyifunayo $540. Kusuka kube buhlungu kakhulu into ongayifuniyo usiphindwa inikezwa lebizo elokukutshengisa ukuthi awuncengwa njengesisebenzi. Ngokunjalo konke kokubila sikwamukeli. Simatasa khulumisana lezisebenzi ukuba senze njani ukuqeda ubusela lobu, senze njani ukuqeda ungcindozelo lolu, senze njani ukuze sithole $540 yethu esivele sayitshontshelwa emuva le ku-2018 October.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Themba Kuye Moyo, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yamatitshala owemaphandleni i-R2s, ubekhuluma eqingweni le-Studio 7 eselubhane. Ukuthengwa kwedlalade lomhlabeleli uSandra Ndebele ngamadola adlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu US$30,500 ngalinye sokudale inkulumo. UNdebele ubesethula idlalade lakhe elitha elithiwa elethulelwe enkundleni ye-ZITF koBulawayo. Umnumzana Mthuli Ncube, umphathintambo wezemali, uthenge idlalade linye ngamadola zinkulungwane ezithoba munembili US$8,500. Ukuthi umsekeli womphathintambo wezemidlalo umnumzana Dino Majakaire, yena wakhipha amadola emelika alithumi lantathu US$13,000. Lo nkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni uthembise ukupha uMandebele inkomo ezine. Abanye bathi imali ethengwe ngayo amadlalade la ibingathenga impahla yezibhedlela esilayo iphathise uZulu. Kodwa ayisikho kwakuqala ukuthi umhlabeleli aphiwe imali eningi kangaka. UWinkidi wake wathola imali efika phose inkulungwane ezilikhulu US$130,000 kunye labanye bakhe abafana labo Ja Praise. Sixoxe lolwela ilungelo labesifazane unkosazana Victress Mathuthu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Angimingelele umsakazi, ngibingelele labo balaleli bamsakazo. Igama uVictress Mathuthu. Indaba zokuthi uSandra Ndebele umculi unikezwe imali le engange $13,000 enikezwa nguhulumende waseZimbabwe. Ngichayela ihlombe kakhulu. Njalo ngiyakujabulela ukuthi uSandra Ndebele njengomculi ongumuntu wesifazane athole ithuba lokuthi athole imali engaka ezamsiza imfakele ukudla etafuleni njengomculi. Nxa sesibheka isimo sabaculi eZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi ngesikhathi esiningi abaculi kolutshwana bakuthola layo ngomsebenzi wabo lo abawenzayo. Kodwa nxa esethe wanikezwa imali engaka siyambongela kakhulu, siyambongela kakhulu uSandra Ndebele. Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi labo njengabaculi babhekelelwe bathole imali ezabasiza ekuculeni kwabo lasezimpilweni zabo. Ngiyambongela kakhulu uSandra Ndebele, ngichayela ihlombe lokhu okwenzakaleyo ukuthi athole imali engaka. Sengathi kungangapheleli kuye, labanye futhi abaculi bangapha emhlubuleni wesiNdebeleni bathole lelo thuba lokuthi banikezwe izimali lezo nxa zitheza abakhona.
Abanye bathi ukukhalakhala ukwenziwa ngabantu kuyamangalisa, ngoba bakhona abanye abahlabeleli abafana labo Inkidi asebebuye baphiwa imali eziningi kakhulu ezedlula o $70,000 ngesikhathi besethula idlalate labo. Ukubona njani wena lokho?
Mina ngiyabezwa abantu bayakhala ngokuthi hey uSandra Ndebele unikezwe imali yigovernment, hey kumbe sibe kufaka kube sokuhlangene lezombusazwe. Asikho isidingo sokuthi abantu bakhale kangaka ukuthi uSandra Ndebele unikezwe imali. Akuqali ngaye. Kukuthi kwanengi sikuzwa abaculi kakhulu basemhlubuleni wasemashonaland benikezwe izimali njengoba sitsho nje ukuthi abo Winky DC asibezi banikeza izimali ezinkulu okudlula le mali esiyizwa ukuthiwa inikezwe uSandra Ndebele. So abantu nxa sebekhuluma sebekhalakhala futhi bafuna kwenziweni. Bancitshwe uSandra Ndebele imali, abantu bayakhononda, banikezwe futhi imali baphinde bakhononde. Kanti okumele kwenziwe yini? Abaculi kahle kahle abantu asingabafakini kwezombusazwe. Abengabaculi abekho ngaphansi kwezinhlangano zonke lezi zombusazwe kumbe kanjani. Nxa bethe bathola imisebenzi bathola izimali lezo, kumele sikutshayele izandla kakhulu. Singabi ngomakhala njalo, sinikwe siyakhala. Sincitshwe siyakhala. Pho esifuna kwenziwe yini? Abantu abayekele ukuthi yonke into nje behlala besola. Kuyilithuba elihle litholwe nguSandra Ndebele ukuthi laye athole lezo mali esasizibone zitholwa ngabanye. So abantu abayekele nje ukukhalakhala, babonge lapho kumele babonge khona, bakhala lapho kumele bakhale khona. Hayi kuhlala abantu bekhala njalo lanxa nje sokwenzeka into enhle njengaleyi. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga. Lo ke ngunkosazana Victress Mathuthu olwela ilungelo labesifazane. Ubexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 ese South Africa. Okwamanje ke sikhangele iziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba atshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le Chronicle lilodaba lokuthi umkamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Auxillia Mnangagwa uhambe kobulawayo izolo lapho abone ngawakhe untombazana oleminyaka yokuzalwa eyithoba munwemunye 9 ozithweleyo. UMnangagwa ubikwa ephathele luntombazana ukudla, ingubo lokunye okokusebenzisa. Luntombazana ukhangelelwe ukubeletha kumaviki amalutshwana alandelayo. Iphephandaba leHerald lilodaba lokuthi kulomholi wamapholisa uSuperintendent Vigay Maunganidze obuthiweyo ngoba etholakele elephepha lomhloliso wezemithetho wona ungakalotshwa. UMaunganidze ubuthiwe ngolwesihlanu wamiswa emthethwandaba weHarare ngolwesihlanu njalo ngomgqibelo ukhangelelwe ukuthoniswa lamuhla. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele nge-WhatsApp.
Njani bantu bakithi? Hayi, ngikhala ngalaba abantu abaqamula abantu. Qamula umuntu wesifazane ingalo ngendaba ye-ruling party, akula muntu obothwayo. Basha abantu bayazenzela. Nathi abantu ezigabeni zethu singavumeli abantu esingabaziyo bezoganga. Yabona ukusuka lapho asibambananga, ngabe sibambene kahle kahle ngaba kula sithi esingenayo. Umuntu ebezotshaya abantu empaka ezigabeni zabo emakhaya. Hayi khona, nathi okunye asibambananga, serious. Hayi asibambananga. Isita kumele azingene azingene uma ukuthi abantu besigabeni kwabo kancane bexoxwe lesigabeni umbe benze okunye kube ne-impanishment. Akubona ukuthi umuntu uyashaya umuntu wesifazane akula muntu oboshwa usani abantu bezani bayaganga. Asisafundi ngento zezani zanzane endaweni zethu.
Saribonani, saribonani lonke mazimbabwe amahle kustudio 7 linjani lonke kumagumbi amanomhlaba. Hayi, mina ngiyaphila ngeke ngizitshe igama lami kodwa kule nto engikhathazayo engihluphayo ngizwa kuthiwa abantu behambile ukuyobona lapho kulele khona abafowethu labodadewethu khona le ezweni lasezambia komakhelwane. Umbuzo wami ukuthi kungani amathambo la angabuyi ezolaliswa la ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi uma kufika isikhathi sokuthi kuyobonwa lapho abalele khona wonke umuntu ekhona ukuthi ehambe kunganawo passport kunganani ehlulayo into yini khonapho. Ngicela mpela ukuthi lo mbuzo ufike kubaba phambili. phambili khona nakuyomista wamasiko azizwele ukuthi sikhala kakhulu ngabafowethu laba balele khona ngoba azi walaphalele khona lamathambo. Ngiyabonga kule ndawo.
Ye Studio 7 linjani? Ake lami ngiphawule lapha wamumbono ngalo baba lo ofuna ukuzokhokhela amaNdebele yena engasondebele. Hhayi abantu bakithi singaba lokho sikhala sibili sithi thina sikhokhelwa ngamashona lakhona ngapha njengoba futhi lifuna ukubiswa elinye ishona. Akula mntu wako akula Ndebele lakomoyo ngamqondisi kuyikuthi ngeqiniso ngakomoyo kuyafanana vele sithathe elinye ishona futhi ukuthi libuye lizodabulilizwe sithi thina sifuna ukuzimela sodwa kodwa sithathe elinye ishona lizodabulilizwe futhi.
Ngabe ninjani ku-Studio 7? Mina ngizothanda ukukhuluma ngala bantu abakomplaina ngabalaleli ababulisa ihlobo nabangani emsakazweni. Awu bantu bakithi, kanti nifunani vele? Abantu laba baqala bengamameli i-ZBC eZimbabwe ngendaba zenu ezizokushaya imithetho baze baphume elizweni. Manje sibathola ukujabula lokho kuncane ku-Studio 7 selishaya imithetho njalo. Hhayi ake nihlukane nabantu phansi. U-Studio 7 akakhethi uhlangothi, nini nizokulalela ezamasiko, sibuye sizwe sivuselele umoya nobuntu nkameli inkomo. Abantu bayeza bazopromote i-music yabo laba especially laba abasha, even laba abafuna usizo bayasenda inhlupho zabo la emsakazweni namanamba sibasize ngalokho sibasiza ngakho. Lina senibuya nizokhompena ngokuthi abantu babulisa abantu emsakazweni, naye ke nihlukane nabantu. Ngiyabonga msakazi.
Sanibonani abantu bakithi linjani ngezindawo.
Ha kodwa kuseqinishweni ilizwe lakithi likushaya iziphofu, impumpu uthi empela ezingaboniyo emehlweni, iziphofu ezingaboniyo umnankagwala. Khona kuleyo Egypt uye kwezane Egypt edlalisa nje imali, kube le mali uyenzela abantu something, umeoro wayenza imigwaqo or anything angayenza ukuthi abantu bayibone dani ukuthi selokhu wangenayo yini into oyenzayo mnankakho ngaphandle nje kokuzula nje ngendiza mthina ngokuzula nje ngeframachina kuphela into ayaziyo. Enye into ongatshona uyibala mpela ukuthi mnankakho wayenza yini. Kodwa bayajabula abantu bezanophepha. Kodwa eqinisweni sibuzwa iziphofu lapha, iziphofu impela ezingaboniyo, ezingelamehlo mpela. Angeke ukuthi umuntu uPresident ufana lomnankakho so. Kambe ubuhlala usemoyeni kusiza ngani lizwe liloka libola ligugudeka lisiya phansi? Kodwa imali endiza mthini unayo, kodwa yokuthenga imithi esibhedlela akalayo, ekulungisa izikolo abantu babo bethu bawelwa imiduli akalayo, ekulungisa imigwaqo akalayo, yokuthi kuyenzwa imali elizweni bekele ubusela babo likhora abshini yabo le. Into zonke lezi mawuthi lokuza zokula mali lizwe lalila mali. Endiza mthina yena uyithathaphi yokuhlalisa emoyeni njengenyoni? Uyithathaphi leyogibela indiza mthina yena? Hayi kodwa lezi ziphofu zezanuphi.
Salibonani wasakazi nani balaleli be-Studio 7, ngifela iqinisa lokukhuluma waseLupane eJabiwa eGhana. Balaleli be-Studio 7, nginokumangala nje abeZimbabwe, ngathi wona amaminista aseZimbabwe, yonke iCabinet yaseZimbabwe, iCabinet kaMnangagwa ethi eZimbabwe kunenkululeko. EZimbabwe sikhululekake eZimbabwe. EZimbabwe siboshiwe eZimbabwe. Engake ngeke sithi sikhululekile eZimbabwe, sigcwele amazwe wonke lawo emazweni, sishaywa, sibulawa, senziwani ukuthi sikhululekile singasebenzi ezweni lakithi. Abantu abakhululekile yilabo abasebenza emazweni akubo, hayi thina abeZimbabwe. Singathi singayibiza sithi yiphi leyo nkululeko yakhona, ngoba sihleli emazweni, sihleli ngokucasha, sihleli ngokubaleka, sihleli ngokuzifihla, siyothi sikhululekile eZimbabwe. Yiliphi abakhululekile? Yibo bona laba bezano abomnankagwa nabogawulo nabochuma, yibo abakhululekile, hayi thina abantu phansi. Asikhululekanga thina ngoba sihlele sisenhlungwini, sihlele isikhala. Umuntu eZimbabwe mayahamba nje esitaradeni, uyambona nje ukuthi lo muntu usizile ubhalwe ebusweni, kuthiwa lapho sikhululekile. Ngike ngamangala uba omunye ubaba nje this year mayethi abantu beZimbabwe, eZimbabwe kunenkululeko, umbuso kaSmith wawungakhululekanga kodwa manje sikhululekile. Angazi kwakuthiwa ngumkhwana noma kwakuthiwa ngumkhwanazi noma kwakuthiwa ngumnguni lo baba owakhuluma kade.
Ngabe salibonani salonandi, ngabe livuka njani ku-Studio 7? Hayi thina siyavuka. Bengicela ukuphawula kancane endabeni lezi ezomsindo lezi, olodlame lolu lwenzakala ekhaya kweleZimbabwe. Ama-ovedi yibo abantu abaphakamisa udlame, ama-ovedi awezanu-PF. U-President sengathi kungayenziwa udlame, kodwa ama-ovedi yiwo aphakamisa udlame emakhaya, besithi bona yibo abalwa impi. Ngoba ngikhuluma kanje lami nga ngangili youth lezano kodwa ngachiya ngo 2008 kuma rerun sasichaya abantu ekhwekhwe le ekuthiwa kuse ingdunoko okulabo masara kufa o DT yotenga besihlalise gangeni sichaya abantu sikuchayisa isilogano ngehluleka sikuchaye singakuba kwathi ngwe MDC siyabamba imbuzi ezibayeni sisidla inyama lo ngumsebenzi wama oveta soka president umnanga gwase singamgcona ye kodwa hayi lami ngangingumunye wangkhona wama youth ezampf anyeke ngize ngiziveze ibizo kodwa ngangingumunye wangkhona ngachiya mbona ukuthi lokho esikwenziswayo akukho right abanye bethu bahlanya ngokuchaya abantu sebengathaba ukuthi bayathaya kodwa emfuneni kuthi lokho ama vote uyahlanya abanye bafa mina ngancedwa ukuthi ngiyasonta ngahle ngacabanga uNkulunkulu ngaguqa kuye ngageziswa iminyama yabantu abane sasibachaya eShagare uSipho owaye ngukansela weMDC wachaya wathathela imoda eShagare lelwagweru kumadinga le wachaya wathathela imoda imisebenzi yezani leyo ngiyabonga.
Lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, kambe umbuso welemelika usuphela ukuba umbuso kantando kaZulu na? Umbuzo lo uza ngoba iningi labaphikisa impumelo yokhetho abakade bencintisa kukhetho lwama midterm banqobile kungani kungelani lokuthi batshengisa ukuthi intando kaZulu abalani layo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe locubungula izombusazwe unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu.
Mina angivumelani lalezo ngcwethi ezicungula ezombusazwe kumbe ezikhangela ezedemocracy. Kuqakathekile ukuthi i-Democratic Party ikhulume ngedemocracy ngoba nxa sikhangele i-Democratic Party imelele oluningi. Nxa abantu sebezavalelwa ukuthi bavote kumbe bavalelwe ukuthi benze ama-choices abo, i-Democratic Party ingathula ilandele ama-Republicans, ingakhulumi ukuthi ama-Republicans kabayeye le into enqabela i-democracy. Kuyabe sokuyinto embi leyo. Singananzelela ukuthi nxa sikhangelele amaphathi womabili kule ndlela leyani ukuthi uyabona sobala obala ukuthi i-Democratic Party imelene, i-Republican Party imelene. Esikhathini esiningi i-Republican Party ikhangele umuntu labaswelayo, labahluphekileyo, labafuna i-representation, abangeke bazikhulumela, abangelazimali zokuzenzela izinto.
Manje ibandla lama Republicans lona ulibona njani?
Ama Republicans amelele abanothileyo labanelisa ukuzenzela izinto. So ofuna ukukhulunyelwa ngubani? Ngongela imali, ngongelazi izinto zangkhona. Kuqathekile ukuthi ama Democrats akhulume ngani ngedemocracy. Ngoba nxa i-democracy ngalahleke eAmerica, nxa sesithi thina kulungile ukuthi abantu bahambe nxa bengajabulela ukuthi uhulumeni ubusa njani, bathwala induku lezikhali bayibhidliza izinto zikahulumende kumbe babhidlize indlela uhulumende ayenza ngayo izinto. Njengalokhwana okwenzakala e-Congress ngesikhathi sama-election ngo-January 6. Kungeza ke kulunge ukuthi abantu bangakhulumi ngakho ngoba into eluhlazo. Ngoba ama-Democrats angekela ukukhuluma ngakho baza kuphinda bakuphinde. Sizagcina sesibusana ngenduku, sesingasabusani ngomthetho. Ongela nduku engasakhulumi kukhuluma bale nduku ngoba bachaya. Hayi mina lokho okwabezingcwichi zakhona lezo kuyadepend ukuthi bona bakhuluma beseceleni likabani. Nxa beseceleni likaTrump baza kuthi khona ama-Democrats kubi ukuthi batshela ama-Republicans. Kodwa bakhona lama-Republicans labo abakhulumela ngaphakathi abayisa kuTrump abafuna i-democracy. I-democracy ifunwa ngumuntu wonke.
Lo ke ngonkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ocubungula izombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 esesigabeni se-Washington, Washington State ngapha kwele Melika. Umhlabeleli uSikhosana Buhlungu njengokuthembisa kwakhe ngolwesine wethule ingoma yakhe ethiwa Khiwa. Usthandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uke waxoxa loSikhosana phambilini kokwethulwa kwalingoma.
Zarezela maga phakathi komnyaka. Ehhe. Lalanke ke. Lalanke ke. Ukho
I got it.
I'm going to go to the house.
Babembiza Hlanya sebembiza Khiwa yiyo ke ingoma entsha ingoma kaSkhosana kubuhlungu esigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebesilazo. Ama tichala ati awamgeli imali yebonus ephiwe igama likamongameli ethiwa i-presidential bonus. Kuthengwa kwedlalade lomhlabeleli uSandra Ndebele ngamadola adlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili US 21,500 kudala inkulumo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com. Masidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye kumbe ngo-half past 7 ntambama.